if the children could come and sit in the front row. Okay? Only so that you can see things a little bit more clearly. That's all. Okay, that's really good. Later on, I might ask you some questions about what I've said, so you need to be listening as well. But today, there is no right arm, left arm, see or sawing, or anything like that. Okay? So it's much more straightforward, so you should be able to follow what we're doing. Isn't it great when something special happens to make us remember something from the past? You know, we have birthdays, don't we? Richard had a birthday, didn't he? In fact, I think everyone has a birthday. And when we have those birthdays, it's good to actually think, well, yes, it's been a good year, and I'm looking forward to another good year. Well, you know, God knew that he wanted people to recognize his goodness to them. And so he set up, in the Bible, we can read them all so clearly, he set up seven, four on that hand, three on that hand, seven festivals for the children of Israel, the Jews, to really enjoy from day to day. So for them to actually say, yes, there is something special I need to remember today. But you know, he set up one festival, which we're going to remember today, which was called, now I'm going to ask you to tell me later on what it's called, so you've got to remember this, okay? Okay? Feast, okay, of, got that? Tabernacles, oh, that's a long word. Tabernacles, okay? Feast of Tabernacles, say it after me, what is it? Yes, there's someone who later on is going to get that right. Now God said, the reason I want you to remember the Feast of Tabernacles, it's going to last for 8 days, okay? Four on that hand, four on that hand. 8 days, you're going to remember something that magnificent has happened in the past. But you're going to remember it in a really funny way, an odd sort of way. God said, of those 8 days, two of those days are holy days. That's where we get the word holiday from. Holy day. Where we're not going to do any work. You're not going to do any work. You're just going to remember how good I have been to you. And this is how you're going to remember it. Oh, you're looking so excited, aren't you? Yes. This is how you're going to remember it. He said, what I want you to do, everybody, all the Jewish people, thank you, my beautiful assistant, I want you, every Jewish family, right? Now, this is right across the world. This isn't just in Israel, okay? It's right across the world. I want you to remember, during that feast of... What was it called? Yes! Okay. I want you to remember for how many days? And how many of those days were holidays?
Two.
That's right. I want you to remember some really great things. All right? Now, are you ready to remember all those things? Okay. He said, God said, there was a time when you were wandering through the wilderness, and when you were wandering through that wilderness, you were experiencing great difficulties. But you were wandering through that wilderness because you didn't believe that I could look after you. You see, God had said to them, I'm going to take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be a great place. You're going to want to live there. But when the children of Israel came to that land, and they sent the spies in, and the spies said, oh yeah, it flows with milk and honey, okay. There's bunches of grapes this big. But in there, there's huge giants. We don't want to go in there. No, we can't do it. Two of the 12 spies, they said, it's a great place, and we're ready. Are you coming? And the other said, no, we're frightened. We don't want to go there. So God said, okay, all right. If that's how you want to play it, you're going to be 40 years wandering in the wilderness. Now, how many of you out there are 40? You're 40. How many of you have experienced 40? Oh, right. A lot more hands up now. Okay. You see, 40 years is a long time. So God thought to himself, now how are they going to remember what it was like to be in the wilderness for 40 years? Oh, I know. I'll ask them, I'll command them to make what he called a booth, a shelter. Let's call it a shelter. I want you to make a shelter. And I want that shelter to be made of things that have grown. I want that shelter to be a temporary shelter. And I want you to use it. What? What do you want to use it for? God said, no. In the, what's the name of the feast? For those 8 days, you're going to use that shelter. God said it's going to be a time of great rejoicing, really happy. I want it to be like a party atmosphere. I want you to really be thrilled that you're using that little shelter for how many days? 8 days. That's two hands, that's right. Yeah, fall on that hand. Okay. Wonderful. For 8 days. And how many days were holidays?
Two days.
What was the difference with the holiday? What were they supposed to be doing? Or not doing on that holiday? They were not supposed to be working. That's right. Thank you very much for those listening at the back. Because on those days, God said, I want you just to think. Think. That's all I want you to do. I want you to rest. I want you to think about how good God has been. Now, this shelter is not quite finished. So Mandy is going to ask for the help of some of you to finish off putting a roof on this shelter. Okay? And here's the roofing materials. Okay, they were all cut yesterday. They're all fresh. It was chucking with rain when Sue and I were cutting these. But you'll need a hand. If you need them to stand on a chair, they can stand on a chair. The important thing about this shelter was it was a temporary shelter. Okay, it was something that could be constructed very simply. This shelter here, we built that this morning in about 25 minutes, something like that. That didn't take very long. It's going to take the children just a couple of minutes to put some roofing material on there. And do you know what was important about the roofing material? This is important. I will ask this question later. So here's the question. You can start now, please. We just want all that material put on the roof. Okay, that's going to be really helpful if you can do that. The important thing about that roof is that it had to have holes in it. Holes in it. In a shelter. Holes in it. So this roof has got holes in it now because it hasn't got a roof on it yet. But when it will have those bits on it, you will see holes. Now, what is the reason for the holes? God said, I want you to be able to look up and see the sun and the moon and the stars, because I made those. What did you have to see through the holes? Stars. And what else? What else did you want to see through the holes? The sun and the moon and the stars, because God made those. And he said, I want you to be in that temporary shelter over there, because you have got to remember the time when you were wandering in the wilderness, when you were living in tents or you were living in shelters like that for 40 years. So God was making it a picture of the difficulties that they encountered whilst they were going through the wilderness. So that's why if you were to go to Jerusalem now, you would see lots of these being built. Because they're going to, I think their festival, their feast of, what was it called? Feast of Tabernacles, that's right. I'm glad you're there. The Feast of Tabernacles is in the middle of October. Okay, we're having it a little earlier. Because it was also the Feast of the Harvest Thanksgiving. And that's why we've got it here today. We're just trying to say to the God, we recognize you're the great God. He's saying, I looked after you whilst you were 40 years in the wilderness when you were living in temporary shelters just like that. But now I have brought you into a land flowing with milk and honey. This is all the goodness that I have prepared for you. Now, that to us is very simple. Thank you so much for your help. Let me just check. I need to see whether there are holes in the roof. I need to see whether... Oh, yes. Look at that. Look at that. Great big hole there. But you know, these holes in the roof, I've got to tell you. Well, I'm going to make life a little more difficult for you now, because I'm going to teach you two other Hebrew words. Okay? Okay? One of them is the Torah. Okay? And that's similar to our Bible, okay, the Torah. This word, the Bible, God gave us this book, okay? And he gave the Jewish people part of this book, the front end, more or less, okay? And that was called the, what did I just call it? Torah! Very good, very good, very good. But there were other people, the rabbis, the spiritual leaders, who said, oh, hang on a minute, it's not so easy for you to understand what God has said to you, so we're going to help you understand it. Because all God said was, you must have a temporary booth to enjoy, to sit in during the Feast of Tabernacles. That's all God said. I want you to build a booth. But he didn't say what it should look like. So, if he didn't say what it would look like, how would people know what to build? So these rabbis, these spiritual leaders said, okay, we'll think about this. Yeah. Okay, I've got a picture in my mind, said one of the rabbis. And he wrote it down. He said, you will build a booth that will look like this. Drew it. Said, this is how it will be. And one of the things they said was, first of all, it must be at least 5 foot high. Okay. But it mustn't be any taller than 30 foot. It must have holes in the roof. And those holes must be no bigger than 10 inches. None of that was in the Bible. None of that was in the Torah. Okay? All these rabbis had written down lots and lots of things to make it easier for you to understand God. That's what they were saying. Now, they put all those things together. Here's another word coming now. You've got to try and remember it. Talmud. Can you remember that? Talmud. Say it. Talmud. Okay? And really, it means this is the traditional way of doing things. Okay? Now, what we'd like, Mandy, is for some of the children to decorate the booth, shelter, with some of the fruits that Sue has got over there. Because this was a time of real rejoicing. This has got to look good. This has got to reflect God's goodness to you. So, what the children usually do in Jewish families all around the world, remember it's not just in Israel, but it's all around the world, this is happening, or going to happen in October, they would want the children to be able to express something of their gratitude, and they would decorate this shelter, okay? Later on I'm going to tell you what the word for that shelter is, and you've got to remember that. At the moment you're remembering Torah, and you're remembering Talmud. Okay? Later on, you're going to remember another word. So can you see, this shelter is now becoming a little bit more attractive. And so you would see these on the flat roofs of their houses in Israel. You would see these in the backyards of the houses that are perhaps in America, or even in the UK, at the Kincoid. They'll have them there in October. They will have shelters just like this. And then God said, and you know what? This isn't just something that's going to decorate your garden. This is something you must use. God said that. You must eat your meals in there. Whoa! You're thinking to yourself, we've got to eat our meals in there? Oh, yes. That's what they've got to do. So in a moment, when they finish decorating that, some other children we're going to ask if they'll go in there and they'll sit down and they'll eat some of the goodies that are on the plate. We're going to ask the kids to do that, okay? Now, all this is happening regularly. Every year this is happening. There are shelters built, there are shelters decorated, and someone is having a meal inside. Now, who's going to go in there and eat some of those. Oh, I wish it was me. There are crisps. There's bits of orange in there. There are some raisins in there. Is anybody going to go in? Someone's got to go in there and they've got to eat that meal. I've prepared this meal. Go on, Victoria. Go on. That was it. Victoria. Go on, Victoria. Get in. Right, so the children aren't going to cooperate, but the grown-ups are. That's wonderful. You see, it says in the Bible, this isn't in the Talmud now, this is in the Torah, okay? It says you must build a shelter. You must use it. You must eat your meals in it. And that's what they will do for how many days, did I say? How many days? 8 days, okay? They will use that shelter for eating their meals. Well, what happens if it rains? Well, do you know, in the Talmud, okay, the Talmud, it actually says, because we want you to be able to look after the furnishings and all the rest of it that you've got in there, you can put a piece of canvas over the top if you like to keep the rain out. That's really good. But when you're eating your meal, that piece of canvas has got to be taken off because they wanted people to experience what it's like to be hard done by, to be living in a temporary shelter, to be having all the discomfort of sitting in the rain when they're eating their meals. 4 meals a day, they'd be in there. Now, this still happens today, okay? This is not something I've made up. This is something that happens today. This is called a sukkah. Can you say that? Sukkah. If you go out there and you see a light green car, okay, out there, that's my wife's car. It's a sukkah. Now, okay, so that's what this is called, a sukkah, okay? Now, for 8 days, they're going to be sitting in there and they're going to be having their meals. And at the end of that period, they will wrap it up and they will be able to put it away for another year when they'll have another remembrance of the time they were wandering through the wilderness. That isn't all. Oh, yes, that's a good idea. That isn't all. There's something else in relation to this festival that is done. And I'm going to show you what that is. Oh, it's okay. This is what it is. Now, there's another word here. Later on, I'm going to be asking Richard what all these words are. And I'm going to see whether someone as old as Richard can remember all of these words. Okay? Now, I've got them in the wrong hands. Okay? This should be over here. Because it says that in the Talmud, the traditional thing, that this should be in the right hand and this should be in the left hand. Now, this is a little smaller than it should be. And this is a lemon. Okay, that's obvious to you, isn't it? Now, if we were in Israel, it would be a proper fruit called an etrog. Richard, etrog. Okay, which is much bigger than this. And this is called a lulav. Richard, a lulav. Oh, are we getting all this? Oh, no, that's the real lav. Anyway, now, this is important. Because God says in the Bible, that's the Torah, not the Talmud, not the tradition, God says, I want you to get the four species, some plants and fruits, that will always be a remembrance to you of my goodness. Okay? Now, I went out and I picked some of these. This is from my fig tree that I've got growing in my back garden. This is from my ash tree. Not an ash tray, an ash tree. Okay? And this is just something else. God said, he's specific about the things he wants. Willow is one of them, and I didn't have a willow. These three trees are represented in the lulav, okay? Lulav. And this is an etrog, okay? Let me explain what it's all about. There is a strong branch here from my fig tree, okay? And what they said was, that represents the spine of man. Okay? All right? It's a strong branch. This one here, with the big leaves on it, represents the mouth of man. Okay? These little leaves here represent the eyes of man. Okay? They're only little leaves. Just like that. Okay? And they're the right sort of shape, really. And this represents all the goodness that is in man, the heart of man. So, sorry, which, what was this? Lulav. Well done. And what is this? Etrog. Okay? And these together represent man. And man should be able to recognize the greatness of God in all things. So that as he lives, using his spine, holding up his body, he will live for God. As he speaks, he will actually speak for God and say how good God is. As he uses his eyes, he will see the goodness of God all around him. And he will allow the goodness of God in his heart to be shared with the people around him. Okay? So this is a lulav. This is an etrog. And what they would do, and this is still done today, they go like this. That way. They probably have a smile, because it's a festival. And then they turn around that way. Let me do it again. With a smile. And then this way, with a smile. And then this way, with a smile. And then down there, they point to the earth. With a smile. And then they point up to heaven with a smile. And that is done to say, I'm acknowledging that God is all around me. I'm acknowledging that he's down here with me. I'm acknowledging that he is up there in all of his glory. And my whole being will display his goodness. That's what that means to the Jew today. Okay? Have you all got that? There will be a questionnaire that you've got to complete before you leave today. Now let me just leave that alone for the moment, because there is no point whatsoever in me just telling you about a Jewish festival. You've got to understand what it means for you. Well, you say, oh, I'm not Jewish. I'm not in Israel. It means something to you too. Can you see that this is just a frail and temporary shelter? Yes, it represents the wanderings in the wilderness. But you know, this body of mine is a frail and temporary shelter. You know, this body can't cope with all the pressures that there are in the world today, because one day it will decay and I will die. That's an important lesson for us. Are you relying on your own strength, on your own ability, on your intelligence to make you live your life? Or are you able to say to yourself, no, I need God? Because we do need him. Just the same way as the children of Israel needed God in their wilderness years, where God protected them, he provided for them, he preserved them. They're one of the oldest nations in the world today. They were a nation 1600 years, 1800 years before Christ. They were a nation. And they're still a nation today. God has kept them as his special chosen people. And you and I need to recognize that we too need to have a clear relationship with God. We must do. And if you think that you can manage on your own in this temporary, frail structure that are our own bodies, then you're fooling yourself. You know, Sue and I have joined the hospital chaplaincy team in the Heath Hospital. And when we go around, I go around to Ward B1. I'm on, Teresa. Okay, if you want to come in and offer me a cup of tea, that'd be fine. So I go around the people that are in B1, Ward B1. Those are all people that have got heart problems in the main. And those people are saying how suddenly they had this heart attack. Or they felt they had a heart attack. And they were in that hospital because they wanted the doctors to be able to do something for them. Because those people have come to a point where they realize how frail their bodies are. And there's a difference from one day to the next. One chap was telling me, on the Saturday he was cutting the lawn, on the Sunday he was in hospital. It was just too much for his body. His body couldn't cope. Now you and I need to recognize that the imminence of disease or death or whatever is a great possibility. But with God, God is able to say, I can take you from those difficulties. I can heal you, he's saying. If you were to die, I can take you into my promised land for you. Those children of Israel wandered for 40 years in the wilderness using temporary shelters, but they had a promise from God that God was going to take them to a better place. And he did. When they eventually, at the end of that 40 years, they got into that land of promise, Canaan, they realized that God was true to his word. God said, you'll be living in houses you didn't build. You'll have furniture in those houses that you didn't make. You'll be eating from vines you didn't plant, he said. You'll be enjoying the fruits of the field, and you didn't grow those things. Because I'm taking you into a place where all of those things are ready for you. That's what God did. That was a reality. And I'm saying to you, it is just the same reality that God is saying for each one of us, I've prepared a place for you. It's going to be a place where there is no pain, there will be no tears. Do you want to come? And the choice is yours. From the oldest, are you Maria or Richard? Okay, from the oldest down to the youngest, we each have a choice to make. And Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that's what we want. So even though we've been remembering a time of great difficulty for the children of Israel, they were able to remember that with real joy because they saw God being good to them. He had been good to them. And they believed when they moved into Canaan that God would be good for them in their future. And they had a wonderful land. You and I are the same. I have seen, in my life, I have seen God being good to me. I'm experiencing that today. And I know God will be good to me tomorrow. And when I've left this frail body of mine, he is going to be good to me for the whole of eternity when I will have a place with him. Now, you may think some of you may think I've made this all up. I've told you the bits that were in the Bible. What did I call the Bible? The Torah. Oh, he's good. The Torah. And the other bit was the Talmud. That's the traditional rules that the church leaders made. You've got to decide whether what you want to do is follow Jesus Christ from what he says about himself in the Bible. But a lot of people spend more time looking at the traditional way things are done. You may be here, for instance, today because it's Harvest Festival. That's good. But are you here because you see that it's God who has provided all of this? Are you here because you see that it's God who is saying, you need a relationship with me? That is what the Bible says. Tradition says, come along and sing some happy clappy songs because it's harvest. But the relationship with God needs to be a reality based on Scripture, based on what Jesus is saying about himself. And the way that God points to Jesus all the time saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And it's that Jesus that has died for you to take away your sins. Now, I hope that this hasn't been too elaborate a way of reflecting upon harvest time. This is the Jewish way of doing things. This is a church who loves Israel, who considers that those things that are going on in Israel today are very important. This is just one of the things that will be going on in a month's time. But how does it impact you? That's what's important. Are you able to say, yes, I'm going through a wilderness period without God? Well, you need him. And he will change your life. That's important. And I hope that we actually see that people will recognize their need of Jesus today. Because in essence, tomorrow never comes. All right? And I wouldn't leave it that late. So if any of you, anybody, from the youngest to the oldest, need to know Jesus as their Savior, then see one of the church leaders here today and say, yes, I want to be in relationship with God. I want to recognize his goodness for me. All right? Thank you very much for your help. Thanks, Mandy. Thanks for the children. We have some sweets that the children can pick up later so that they can recognize that we appreciate their input today. Okay? So that's enough from me, niece, wherever niece is.